Smiling Faces the Podcast is a Defiantly Me production. To learn more, visit them on Instagram at Defiantly Me Productions.
Baby Birds is wild because I know that they bomb.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know how I feel about vomiting my meal into somebody else's mouth. Like, that's very...
It was such a visual. It was like... Yeah. Like, it was such a...
The sound like and everything.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's not... We're going to feed the baby birds. They're beautiful, helping a Smiling Faces podcast.
Oh, you're so kind. I was thinking as, like... A cheetah mom snatching a gazelle and be like, here, baby, eat.
I like that one. I like that one. I like the one where I'm not vomiting into someone else's mouth. I like that one. Can we go with that?
Welcome back to Smiling Faces, the podcast. I'm Victoria Dunn.
And I'm Jess Anguiano, and we are the executive producers of Smiling Faces, our hit show about two girls who discover they're dating the same guy while working at a toxically positive spin studio.
On this podcast, we provide you with unfiltered conversations and answer the question, instead of self-care, why not revenge?
Although I feel like this week, I don't know about you, I feel like we're all picking self-care this week. I don't know. I'm out of town. I'm with my people relaxing. Mike just took a nap.
Right. I just finished leaving a very aggressive voice note to one of my coworkers. So I think I'm on the side of revenge this week.
Let's go.
Like, I love her. It's just about like the company I work at as a whole. So I think we're going revenge route. I've one-on-one with our owner, and I think I'm gonna just be very honest.
Oh no, not full-blown honesty at your workplace.
Yeah, I think I've got nothing to lose. What are they gonna do, cut my hours? Joke, they did.
So. Too late. I was gonna say, too late. It's way too late for that shit.
Victoria's moving into a new career. It's actually podcasting.
Right. Don't do it. It's a trap.
It's called Don't Do It. It's the illustrious job of everything but. but this one particular place. I was like, I'll sell feet pics before I work there any longer.
I wish I could sell feet pics.
You could with those webbed toes.
Yeah, nah, people player. Are into your
See,
web toes.
You still
Mike.
Trying to play me with them web toes. It's not.
It's a niche market.
It's people not a market so here.
Into webbed anything. It's like the oddities, you know? Mm. You could really sell those feet pics. Yeah.
That's how Barnum and Bailey really got their bread and butter. That's really what Barnum and Bailey stood for, is that was bread and butter.
I want you to say Barnum and Bailey.
I saw the greatest show, man. It's all, so it's all rainbows and rain clouds.
I saw it. Are you kidding me? That woman, this is me, stomping and clapping. Zendaya, come on.
Iconic. See, yeah, the circus is actually a really lovely place. No.
Just kidding. Show business is for the birds. Do not do this.
No.
Speaking of show business, we are 1 week away from shooting a couple of scenes for our video.
Hell yeah. That's a big deal right there.
Yes. We're
so excited. And of course, we've had like, as you do when you're in production, we've had minor setbacks, as in we had somebody lined up for camera that didn't quite work out. That person was not the right fit. And so Victoria and I sat
double booked.
And double booked.
Oh. So it was a combo. It was a 2-for-1.
Welcome to the entertainment industry, friends. This is the case. You're like, hey, you're good for our shoot in a couple of weeks, right? They're like, absolutely. We're all in a week and a half out. Oh, that's next Friday? I can't do that.
I was like, you're cool, welcome cool.
to yeah, beat out the other guy's price. If you can pay me more than this guy, then we could do it. But I'm not even mad. That's the industry.
No, but also it ends up working even better because then you put your heads together, you find other people, and now the homie hookup, once again, we love a homie hookup. So dear friend,
we have several options. Yes. We have several options.
Kind of worked out really great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So loving that. And was literally like, whatever you need, I got you. Send me over the script. I'll come through. I'll bring people. It's like, oh my God. Thank you so much.
This, and that's the beautiful, this is what people get excited about when working in the industry, is the people that come through for you with their whole heart. You know, there's a lot of flakety flakes. There's a lot of times where you make a plan and you try to put something together and all the people fall apart. And then there's times like this where you just start sending text messages. Are you free next Friday? We've got this really cool thing we're doing. It'll be quick and easy. We'll feed you well. We'll be good to you and take care of you. And boom, they come through.
There we go. And that's why it's also one, I mean, be a decent human being. But this was also someone who we initially, when we met each other, we were not a part of industry stuff at all. We were both working at a really shitty branding company back in Atlanta. And we bonded through trauma because the owner left one weekend and we were in the office by ourselves for the weekend. He was like, "What's up?" We like finally got to like talk candidly. And just like bonded from there. And then he ends up coming out here to USC to get his MFA in film. And now he's worked in all these like big productions and he's like won Emmys for like things that he's directed. Like he's killing it. So I was like, wait, you're going to come and you'll do the things? Are you
working
serious?
Our little, yeah.
Yeah. He's like,
our little
yeah.
project.
Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, whatever you need. Got you. I'm like, oh my God.
Thank you like, so much.
It's like ugly cry.
Big I'm fan. Excited to get to shooting again because there's a lot of talk about shooting. There's a lot of talk about putting projects together. The pre-production process can be grueling. Raising money can be grueling. So when you finally get on set with the cameras and the equipment and the people and you pull it all together, that is my favorite part. It's kind of the only part that I really like. But I know you have to do all the hard work to get to the shooting. Yeah, the filming.
Yep. Yeah, it's so tricky. But it's so weird because, yeah, you'll go through all that strife of paperwork and planning and stuff. And then when you're on there, like there on the day, you're like, ah. And it's still, I think this is a specific kind of, I'm going to say it, mental illness, where like the chaos of being on a set, you're like, yes, like trying to get all this stuff figured out. It's so fun. I don't know what that is, but I have a blasty blast doing it.
Yeah. It's a team sport, though. I'm a huge football fan. And the thing I love about football, people are like, oh, you just like, no, I love the game itself. I love that it's a true team sport. No one person is going to make a difference. You know, it's everybody coming together for one goal. It's to push this ball down from one end of the field to the other. And so filming TV, being on a set like that, it's kind of the same thing. Everyone is contributing to this one goal, is to push this product out for people to see in a creative manner. So I love that shit. It's great stuff.
Totally. We definitely had in the tail end of my season, I worked on Blackish when they start, you know, new people start coming in because the people that are seasoned that have been on the show are like, all right, time for me to get another gig. Let me bounce to another thing. So usually like those final like episode or two are just like a bunch of random people helping out. And there was one girl who was just like a friend that was like, hey, so-and-so's daughter needs a gig. And this girl came on and we're all like shooting so, so late. Like it was actually a weirdly long day for Blackish because Blackish and Taurus were done by lunch all the time. And this girl, we're all sitting there just like laughing, a little kind of loopy because it's been such a long day. She's like, this is ridiculous that we're still here. Aren't you guys mad? We're like, no.
With that little bit of crazy lilt to your laugh.
We're like, no, go to Crafty. What are you doing? Just go get a snack. Get a You'll snack. Be fine.
Just go get a snack, girl.
We're good. Why are you not good? We're okay here.
Do you need a snack and a nap?
Do you? Right. The way she was
That's
like,
how you get through 12-hour days.
Exactly. Like she was so shocked and horrified. And I was like, this isn't bad. What do you mean?
It's very normal. Very normal. My first day on set, after walking the San Diego Zoo with my wife and my mother-in-law, Jess calls and I literally work a 14-hour day the next day. I walk in. And Lucy's here both her mom and her are like, are you okay? I was like, oh no, I'm fucking great. I gotta go back tomorrow. She's like, that's insane. I was like, nope, I had the best time. It was great.
As you're peeling your shoes off your feet like they do in old military movies with trench boot, like right? Just half your foot comes off. You're pulling candy bar wrappers out of your pockets because all you've eaten all day is like, you know, the Clif bars from Crafty because you're just going so hard. This is beautiful. Can't
it's
wait.
So good. I know. I'm so excited for next Friday. Although we will not, I will say, I feel like we, I mean, ours won't be that grueling. It's going to be a couple hours. We're shooting after hours. It's all going to be cool people or like cool adjacent people that we're just meeting that night. They're going to be like, oh.
I love that you're like cool or cool adjacent. Still cool. Yeah, cool.
Let's see how we feel about that person.
It's going to be so lovely because once you've done this as long as we've done it, you know how to create the right atmosphere, which is everything on a film set. That's how, if you leave film set being like, that was awful, I'm miserable, literally hated every second of it, that's the wrong atmosphere. And that stuff trickles down from the top. So we know at the top here, the three of us set the tone for the whole night and we set expectations and we keep people safe and then we keep them fed.
Yep.
And we keep the mood light and everybody wants to work hard and make it happen. And for these kinds of projects, that's really important. Sometimes it's really important to honor the integrity of the artistic vision, or sometimes it's really important to stay within budget. On this project, what's the most important is to have like good vibes and finish what we start. And that builds relationship for what we do in the future. And I can't express to you, oftentimes these like smaller shoots like this, it's so important for the vibes to be so high because this is how you call a bro up a week out from a shoot and say, hey, you know how I'm cool and you're cool? You want to pop onto my set? And if they know you're cool, they're going to come. And so exactly. I always call these like relationship establishers, you know, this is how I build my reputation as the right kind of people to work with. If you're good to people and you take care of them and you don't work them to death and you're kind and you're grateful and the working conditions are not hot and barren, but full of food and air conditioning, you're golden.
Correct. I think a lot of times, I think producers get a bad rep for that because they're seen as just all about bottom line stuff. But actually, if you do just take care of people and just be a decent human being, I don't know why that seems like such a novel idea to be kind.
But Hollywood.
It's kind of crazy, mostly because I've been reading. Well, I read that book, Burn It Down, by Maureen Dowd. I need to check the last name again. But because she goes through all this research about Hollywood is toxic from the top down and people get in this vicious cycle and then they come into the studio system or the agencies and because they were mistreated, they then are mistreating the people beneath them and it becomes this whole thing like, oh, now I'm up here, I get to earn doing that. But if you never want to be an asshole, you won't fall into that circle. I don't want to be an asshole.
No.
So I'm never going to do that shit.
And the truth is like, you don't have to. You never have to. You never have to be an asshole. People who, well, I always say this about any event, but especially for film shoots, I learned this when I planned my first wedding, but I'm not having any other weddings.
I was like,
when I planned my wedding, I learned this. There are three things that makes an event go well. One, you have to have clean bathrooms with toilet paper. Two, someone must greet you at the door with a smile. Hey, I'm Jess. Happy to have you here. Here's where you go. What's your name? What not? You know, it's like people are nervous to walk into situations. You have to have somebody at the door greeting you. And the last thing that you need is snacks. For the love of God, have snacks. It costs you nothing. Don't let it just be Cheez-Its. Have good snacks. Drop $80 at Costco. Make it a plethora. Cater to your gluten-free and vegan friends, and you will have an amazing event. That goes for all events across the board, but specifically for film shoots, because a film shoot is nothing except for just a big event.
Yeah, and people are working very hard, carrying heavy equipment, doing all this stuff. Yep. Keep them fed, keep them hydrated. I will say, BT Dubs, we can have some water bottles and stuff there, but we also might just need Crafty Wise. We're going to talk shop real fast. They have a water station at the studio. So we just need cups. BT yeah. dubs for water. So it's like those little things like that, that we absolutely can just like take advantage of that. There's a restroom built into the studio space, so we don't have to worry about that. It will be clean because it's always clean. Cleaners come every night. So like those things are already in place. Night. They'll be there that night as we shoot. We will work around it. It will be okay.
Yes, it's gotta
we'll
be
high five them because they're mostly going to be deep cleaning or cleaning the machine. So we'll be okay. We won't be in that room. So it should be fine.
Right.
Make it okay. work. It's free. The space is free. We make it work.
We make it work. Here's the other great news. I know you guys are thinking, oh no, next Friday, but what will happen to the next episode? Don't worry, baby birds. We'll feed you. We're still recording. Don't you worry. We got you, baby birds.
Baby birds is wild because I know that they vom.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know how I feel about vomiting my meal into somebody else's mouth. Like, that's very...
It was such You're a visual. It's like... Yeah. Like, it was such a...
The sound like and everything.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's not, we're going to feed the baby birds. They're beautiful, helping a Smiling Faces podcast.
Oh, you're so kind. I was thinking as like a cheetah mom snatching a gazelle and be like, here, baby, eat.
I like that one. I like that one. I like the one where I'm not vomiting into someone else's mouth. I like that one. Can we go with that?
Listen, we don't shame around here, okay? However you want to be fed your meal is we're happy to feed you your meal. And however that comes through, you're welcome. Some people Ooh. Might think we're feeding them vomit.
You and Alicia Preach Silverstone. You know Alicia Silverstone did that.
You know.
Yeah, she got a lot of flack for that. She was like, oh no, I pre-chew my food for my babies. Everyone was like, what's that now, Alicia?
Full stop.
What? Excuse me, what? I never heard yep. that. Are you serious? Yeah. She pre-chewed really her food
not sure.
for her
baby. No, mm-hmm. not Clueless. Not our yeah. little angel baby from Clueless.
She's like that's so phallic. Granola. That's... I mean, we love her. She's so granola, but that might be, that's a step too far for me.
Don't be
it's excited. Like three, it's like three you, steps too far. Like,
if you love your children, you'll pre-chew their food for them. Mike does it for Birdie.
I do not. No. A dog licks her asshole. I'm not eating anything near her mouth.
Like, you got it. You good.
Speaking of, no, that's a terrible segue.
I was like, speaking of what?
I was like,
speaking of assholes? speaking of licking sphincters, take it away.
That's so, ew.
I can't. Nope.
What?
No. Go ahead, Mike. What do you have to say on the topic?
I ain't got shit to say.
Aha!
That is a no-fly zone. We are not tossing salads over here.
Don't wow. be a quitter.
Childish. So childish.
You first. You first.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Anybody seeing anybody?
Oh
any
my
new
gosh.
Updates on any romantic love life?
To anyone, we're going to start with those who are asshole friendly.
Yeah.
Good. Good. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, I can give that. Speaking of, actually, I can give a little update for the Whole Foods of it all. We actually did have a little Please. Squabble because he tried. Mm-hmm. Homeboy.
What did he try? Please.
I needed his help. He didn't understand what I was asking. I needed his help with an audition because the sides literally said, please do this with a reader. Don't pre-record yourself.
Got it.
He didn't understand when I said, hey, when you come over, I'm doing these auditions, but turns out it's perfect. You're coming. I do need you. I can have you read with me. And I should have known from his response that he didn't fully hear me because he said, yeah, do your thing. And I was like, no, you're a part of the thing. So
like, he's sober when you arrive.
Yeah. And funny you say that because he wasn't. So
no, he showed up rowdy.
Damn it.
Oh, no.
Damn it, Whole Foods.
Yeah.
What are you doing, bro?
So it didn't go well. And midway through, I snapped a little bit and I went, you know what? just forget it. I'm going to go against what they said. I'm going to use the app that I use. I'm going to pre-record the lines and react to myself. It's fine. And we got into it after that because he then said, he goes, he was trying to get me to relax because he could tell I was stressed by trying to do this all by myself. Uh-huh. And he goes, because he champions himself on being super honest. And this is where we got into a fight. Because, well, we were in a fight before that. But I walked over after I was done doing the audition. Because again, it was a non-union commercial. I had one line for a local thing. It was not that deep, respectfully.
It's fine. Yeah.
And he pulled me aside. He goes, hey, he goes, you're better than that. You rushed that. That fucking sucked. And I went, excuse me?
Oh, no.
It's not the time, brother.
He's never dated an actress before.
It's not the time, brother.
He's learning. I know there's a lot for him to learn. I'm trying to provide some grace instead of go to 40, because what I want to do is hit the gas.
Oh, I was there. Say,
how dare you, sir? Yeah.
Oh, no, I was there. I literally said, LS. I want to hit you right now. And he goes, do it. I was so mad. Bedroom,
things have changed course.
I was so genuinely mad. I was like, walk away from me. Walk away from me. I was like, you do not get me in my head over a non-union local commercial for an energy company. You do not do that.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, now I'm going to belabor a one line for 20 minutes. I literally kept re-recording. And I was like, walk away. He went into my room and isolated himself. I worked on that one line for genuinely 20 or 30 minutes.
Why did you listen to him? Yeah.
Like, why did you listen to the mumblings of a semi-sober fool who's never done this before?
I don't know,
but it made me so mad. But also we had a conversation in between those two moments where he said, when he told me that quote fucking sucked, and I said, well, it would have been nice if I could read opposite a human being, but that's not accessible to me right now. This is what I'm doing. And, and he was like, well, I was like, all I needed you to do. He's like, well, I was trying to get my bearings. I was like, all I needed you to do was read these four lines to team me up. And he said, acting is not just reading. And I was like, I'm aware. However, I didn't need grounded work from you to tee me up to say, and they personalize saving tips.
What season regular is he?
grounded.
Is he a regular on?
What? Fam, when I tell you, I saw red. He was trying to calm me down and went, let me self-regulate. Let me self-regulate. I was so mad.
Oh my gosh. Like, first of all, I'm very proud of the words that you used, even though you did let this fool get to you. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of the words that you used, and I'm proud that you didn't hit him.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I am proud, because revenge comes in all styles at any moment. Mm-hmm. So I'm proud of you because you used your words.
Yeah.
In a time where somebody would have completely understood why you threw a table or a chair at him. 100%. It's nice that your equipment didn't get tossed at him while he informed you how bad you were at your audition. Remind me of his actor training again, just like his pedagogy.
Oh, thank you so much. He did one play as a child. Thank you so much.
Not elementary school. Must have been high marks. 4 stars, huh?
When I tell you.
Letterboxed it? Did we letterbox it?
Was he the baker in the Career Day play?
Fam, y'all, I was so mad. Like, I went into my room to go to sleep and I literally went, move over. Like, I was so mad the rest of the night.
You let him stay?
Yeah. He passed out. He fell asleep.
Oh, he was totally.
Was it to do wake up and, yeah, I wasn't going to do wake up and then drive yours. No, but you will move over.
That's very generous of you.
Yeah.
So you are still
together. I showed a lot of grace.
Yeah, you did. You're still together.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that, though. Like, because here's the thing. When you spend time doing this over time and time again and someone tells you, there's nothing that gets me heated more. Like, I feel every bit of that frustration. Oh. Like, when you've spent time doing something for years and someone tries to tell you different, and you're like, sure. What have you done? Yeah, tell show me what you've done.
Yeah. And okay, then he had the nerve to be like, oh, you know, I'm always going to be honest with you. And I was like,
oh, no.
Really? There's ways.
Nobody asked for that. Nobody asked for your opinion, honesty. Like, honesty is like, hey, I said I was going to be home at 10 p.m. last night, but when you were already asleep when I got home, and I got home at 11. I just wanted to be real with you. Nobody asked for your opinion, honesty.
Fucking sucked, and you're better than that. What?
Yeah, that's not honesty. That's an opinion, sir. And sometimes, assholes, we keep opinions to ourselves.
I'd like to know the co-stars. Did anybody get nominated for Best Supporting Actor?
Oh, in the children's play.
Yeah, I don't think Dame Judi Dench was a veil. So I think they had to go with some local talent.
Not JoJo Reed. Damn. For the record, I have no idea who JoJo Reed is.
Okay, I was like, who is that?
Yeah, we got excited. We were like, are you dropping a new name we didn't even know about? I like these fights. It's showing some truth. You guys have been together for quite a few months now. Like, things are coming to a head. Titles should be drafted, you know. Oh, but wait, before, I do want to get ahead of things in the comments. I want to get ahead of anybody in the comments, any of my actor friends out there, anyone who's going to chime in and just say, ma'am, what were you thinking? You never ask your significant other, etc., to do reads for you. They are always the worst.
Yes.
You can't ask them to read for you. They are bad at it and bad. You just keep them out of the picture.
Yeah, it really was like a desperate times thing, because so many of my, especially commercial auditions, you typically don't need another person, like fucking ever. So many auditions I do by myself. I did one last night. It was literally just me talking the whole time. So when I saw that and it said, oh, we demand a reader, I was like, no.
No,
you don't understand what you just asked. Please.
That's so much. Also, anytime, feel free to call. I'll read for you. We can do it over FaceTime. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. I'm going to go back to that. I used to do that a bit where I'd call someone and be like, hey, can you do like a FaceTime? And then I would just like prop the phone up so I can like see and feel a person. They can kind of like see what's happening. I'm going to go back to that because I noticed that so late, and he, as we know, is an insomniac. So I was like, oh, perfect. Anyway,
perfect timing.
He's up, he's breathing, he can read.
No, partners, if you don't know this, if you are out there in the world as an actor, or if you're dating an actor, do not mix the two. Do not read. Listen, I invited my ex-husband once to help me he's a tech guy. And I was like, help me with the technology side of this shoot. I need somebody to help me with like downloading the data from the camera cards. And he was a nightmare. He was not useful. He blew the whole thing up. He ruined the shoot. I don't mix. No business and pleasure. Nope.
Fascinating. Because I do it all the time.
Help Lucy, or are you asking Lucy for help?
Lucy's a teacher. Like, I literally worked as her assistant in the same classroom, and we've done it several times over. People go, well, how does this work? And I go, she's the boss. I'm the assistant. She's the teacher. She's the boss.
We know you're
that's how that works.
One man,
but you're one of the good ones.
Yes. Yeah.
You're one of the good ones.
We work that's really why you're well together in that environment, because there's a hierarchy. At home, very different. I'm on level playing ground, like I gotta say. But in the classroom, she's the teacher, I'm the assistant. And people all the time, how does that work? You guys go to work, you live together, and da da da. I was like, she's the boss in the classroom. She's the one with the last word.
It's her classroom.
That's right. It's not mine. I'm the assistant. I'm here to assist her. But outside of that, she's the boss. So I understand a hierarchy.
There's something about being able to manage that power shift as well, with class and grace. There's a lot of trust there. I mean, that's why you're married. That's why you're on this podcast, because obviously Victoria and I need some balanced perspective.
Yeah. Because we're like, I'm pretty sure if there's a penis, there's a problem. So it's nice to see something different.
Wow.
Literally woke up this morning thinking that very thing. Woke up
no,
this
but
morning
that's what we're saying.
A text message and was like, oh, there it is again.
Come on. You're the non-penile afflicted problem.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Yay.
Exactly.
We found one.
And he's married. So that does us no good, right?
Well, no. Correct. It's why we did our next best thing and made you our work husband. So
it was like, perfect. Just teach the others your ways. That's all. Just help tell them.
Help us.
Rent out the Ramada Inn conference room and hold a seminar.
We could make so much money.
Mm-hmm. Like, guys, I'm married. Listen to me. I know what I'm talking about.
This is how you make a happy wife, happy life without being unhappy yourself, you twats.
Yes.
Just kidding. Crucial. That's really, I say this a lot. That is that's part the, of my insight of this podcast. Oh, wait, say it again. Happy wife, happy life.
This is you how twats. You have a happy life, happy wife without being unhappy yourself, you twats. That's the title of the entire seminar.
That's the name of Mike's new book. Autobiographical.
Exactly.
Okay, wait. I love this. I feel like, first of all, I feel like this is an excellent transition into my very favorite segment. I want to know about your smiling faces moments for the week. But before we get to that, Victoria, are you doing any comedy right now?
Actually, wait, am I? Maybe. Let me see. What's the dates? I've literally lost control of. I've lost control
November
of my
3rd.
Life. First. Yeah. November 1st. Great. November 1st, 7 p.m. November 1st is actually a pivotal day for me. So November 1st, I will be doing improv at the Broadwater Theater at 7 p.m. with Affirmative Reaction. But also, if all goes well next week for me and my test out, November 1st is also the first day I'm officially on the schedule as a Legree instructor.
Boo, boo, boo!
Yes, dope. Girl!
Good times.
Ooh,
so many
tired.
Good updates.
Yes.
Because you're changing career. Well, you're changing day job careers.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. So
Yeah. Anything significant for you guys? November 1st popping off? Coming up? Thanks.
I'd have to look at my calendar. Look at this. Nope. Nothing going on.
You know November 1st. See, I like to be a little bit ahead of things sometimes. And oftentimes when November rolls around, two things happen. One, a nice dose of seasonal depression loves to kick in, even though I now live in pure sunshine, 75 and sunny in Los Angeles all the time. A nice little dose will like to kick rear its little head and be like, hey, if you wanted to be blue for the holidays, we're here for you. And then the other thing that rolls around on November 1st is I start to get very thinky about the new year. I'm like, all right, what do I want to focus on coming up in the new year? Like, I got 2 months left in this one. You know, my birthday's in January. So like I'm rolling into a birthday. Like, do we want to have a pivot? Are we happy with, which is probably where the seasonal depression will kick in, is it's like, oh wow. No, wow. should we do more? Or less. Usually it's like, can we do a little less? I'm tired.
It's typically that. I feel like most Angelinos are, oh man, I'm doing so many things.
So
I think it's mostly
much.
Like an LA thing.
Yeah.
Talk to a family member or friend on the other coast and they're like, yeah, I had a yogurt. Let's see, I watched some TV. Like, it's so chilled. I'm like, fuck you.
I'm like, yeah, I flew out to see family. I'm visiting with family, but I'm still taking work calls. I'm working on my Roth IRA and investing my funds properly. I am trying to get this pilot episode off the ground. We're shooting.
AKA, fuck us for having dreams and ambitions is what you're saying.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Well, listen, it's because there's more than one dream and ambition. It's not that people don't have it. It's just usually people work on one at a time. They're like, right now I'm cooking babies. I'm making children, you know, like I'm
cooking babies,
you know, in the womb.
Oh,
not in an oven.
Got it. I mean, listen, I wasn't sure. Monster has a new season on Netflix.
It's a good clarification.
Thank, I'm glad we got clear on that. Wait, no, but hold on. We got far off. We got far off track. We're talking about dreams. I want to talk about smiling faces moment. What are you guys grinning and bearing it through this week besides your audition, Victoria?
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, besides the audition, I would say just in general, being in the office after a huge layoff. A lot of people were either let go or they were switched to like contract workers. And so there's a lot less people in the office, and upper leadership is kind of like, hey guys, and acting like nothing happened. So that's really weird. So really gritting and bearing it through that. I live in my headphones and don't really talk to leadership.
I'm glad that you can wear your headphones at work.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't. I'm pretty sure someone's going to get mad at me for that, but I do it. And I just pretend, I literally put them on aware mode, but I don't tell them that, so I can have plausible deniability that I didn't hear them when they do my, their antagonistic good morning, Victoria, to me.
Aren't they paying you less?
They will be starting November 3rd. Okay. So,
well, there you go. That's the trade-off.
Your pay got decreased as well?
Well, I mean, I'm switched to part-time,
your hours
and they only need me, okay, and they only need me half the time. So my salary is about to be half of my pay.
Yeah,
like,
see,
my pay is going to be half what I normally get.
I thought you were saying they give you a pay cut, and I was going to be like, that's what I am raging through right
as
now.
As in,
that's
like, lose your hours. They're paying you less.
Yeah, lose your hours.
So, yeah. So the headphones should stay on. That's that should be the negotiation.
And maybe my benefits. They don't remember. They're not sure.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Even though I've asked very directly.
Cold world.
That's a lot to grin and bear it through. Mike, what are you grinning and bearing it through?
Eagles losing last Thursday. It was a pain in the ass. Oh. Don't. It's not a happy house. Phillies lost the NLDS to the Dodgers. Those of you who are LA Dodgers fans, congratulations. But that's not how we flow over in Philly. So a little grumpy about that. So we'll see what happens this Sunday.
Big feelings, big feelings. Okay. Okay. And Jess, your smiling face this moment.
I don't know why I'm doing a little bit of a minor little bomb drop that we can dig into deeper next week, because this is just my smiling faces moment. But as you all know, I had a no man summer. I was recently called out on that because I ended my no man summer before the summer solstice. And shout out to my brother Spike, who was like, excuse you, your no man summer is, you ruined it. It's not the last day of summer yet. And
ooh, he's a warlock.
You're a wizard, Harry.
He's like, the moon hasn't quite shifted yet.
Excuse you. He definitely called me out because I did meet somebody that I have been seeing, which I thought was a much more casual thing. And I can't tell now if it's a situationship or a actual relationship. And that is what I'm grinning and bearing it through. And we can talk about it more next
week. Yeah, I'm mad you waited till the end of this damn podcast to say that shit. And you did it on purpose, first of all, because I have a lot of fucking questions.
So we know what the next episode will be. Yep. Yes. You ain't gonna run from this, girl. We need to hear.
Nah, dog.
If you want to hear more about what's happening in my love life, please follow us on Instagram at smilingfaces_series. You can also find us on TikTok at smilingfaces_series. We're on Facebook at smilingfaces_series, no underscore. And we are on YouTube, www.youtube.com/@smilingfaces_series. Please make sure you find us on YouTube because you can watch our videos of the podcast on YouTube as well.
Yes. We also have an official website. It's smilingfacesseries.com. Make sure to sign up on our website to join our newsletter to get the latest information about smiling faces. Also, make sure to review, like, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. Shout out to our fiscal sponsor, Inclusivity Media, and our producer, Mike Bryant, and Defiantly Me Productions.
Sound effect for Mike. He loves when we do. Wow.
Have a good weekend.
Why? Why?